Better strap yourself in. It's time for the Howie Carr Show.
Biden is back. He won 9 states in the Super Tuesday primaries.
He is winning states that he did not actually even attempt to win.
They don't call Super Tuesday for nothing.
I took a nap because I knew that I would be up late. And I woke up and I thought I was still dreaming. Joe Biden, you can only say, is overperforming what everyone thought he would do.
Live from the Matthews Brothers Studios.
In a 72-hour period, Joe Biden go from being a joke to a juggernaut.
By the way, this is my little sister, Valerie, and I'm Jill's husband. Oh, no, this guy. Oh, you switched on me. This is my wife. This is my sister. They switched on me.
So that's how it is in their family.
Please don't make me vote for Joe Biden.
Who's your captain? Howie Carr.
My name is Elizabeth Warren, and I'm the woman who's going to beat Donald Trump.
It looks like she's going to come in third in her home state.
If you ain't first, you're last.
Unchained and unstoppable.
It's a shame I have to go, seeing as how they miss me so. Bye. Bye, Bloomberg.
And tonight we proved something very important. We proved we can win the voters who will decide the general election. And isn't that what this is all about?
We'll go back and listen to Mike Bloomberg, who is, fair to say, not having the night he thought he paid for, not having the night he was hoping for.
Mike Bloomberg is ending his presidential campaign.
Swabs, hacks, and moon bats beware. It's Howie Carr.
We're going to get to all the Republican state committee races in Massachusetts next hour. I'll fill you in on it, and if you want me to tell you who won, we just got a text here, 617. Please tell me if Ventresca won against that Baker phony. Tony Ventresca won in the 4th Middlesex District. Yes, he did. And we'll have more. I got the list here. Not everyone, but the vast majority of them have been called already. And the chairman of the party, Jim Lyons, the former state rep, he was elected. He's sort of not totally, but he's pretty much anti-Baker. And he had I think 47 votes before in the previous, when he was elected with 47 votes. He now has between 57 and 62 people out of 80 on his side. So it was a bad day, a very bad day for Tal Duvall. But we'll get to that next hour. 844-500-4242. Jay from Chelsea says, the Globe says they're disappointed that Elizabeth Warren finished third in Massachusetts. I'm disappointed, too. I was hoping she'd finish fourth. Come on, Jay. You know you were happy. I figured second. But when I saw her third, I said, oh, man, I just keeping my fingers crossed. And sure enough, and as the night went on, she just kept falling further and further and further behind. She won about, like, I don't know, 8, 9 towns. All the usual places where the beautiful people live. Cambridge, Somerville, Newton, Arlington. She lost Boston big time. All right, time now for the chump line.
I'm gonna get me a lot of beers.
Surely you meant to say fire water, fake Indian.
So Mike Bloomberg's finally dropping out, huh? I guess unlike Joe Biden, he just couldn't catch a whiff of any delegates.
I thought that, you know, once he swept those very important caucuses in American Samoa, There were five delegates at stake in American Samoa. Five of the 1,991 he needed to get the nomination, and he got four of them. Tulsi got the other one. I thought, sure, he was in it all the way to Milwaukee. The Chump Line is brought to you today, as always, by Matthews Brothers, America's oldest window manufacturer, whose wicked awesome windows and doors are only available through better lumber yards and window professionals.
Hi, Miss Warren. Yeah, I gave my $3 to you, and can I get that back?
Yeah, there's going to be a line outside her door, you know, like Curly in the Jamaica Way back when he was mayor, James Michael Curly, Grace's great-grandfather. He used to have people coming up and he'd give them money. So now there can be a line outside the door and she could be giving people back their money, starting with that poor kid who gave her $3 of the $6 she owed. She had her only worldly possession, and the fake Indian took $3 of it.
And the lights all went down in Massachusetts.
only if you were an employee of the Boston Globe. You know, obviously, 80% of even Massachusetts Democrats were rather pleased about the results, with the fake ending being humiliated.
As long as Comrade Chris was idolizing Obama, he was bulletproof, no matter the drama. But without Barack to cover his back, no one could save him, not even his mama.
So true. So true. And, you know, we don't know what else is out there in terms of what he did or said to various women. But from what we know so far, I mean, he was a piker in the sexual harassment department compared to the rest of the so-called talent at NBC, so-called news.
Joe Biden did pretty well yesterday. That bodes well for Super Thursday.
Yeah, everybody get out to vote tomorrow. Super Thursday, it's coming right up.
Somewhere in New Zealand, Scott Brown is smiling.
I said that in my column this morning. I didn't even know if he was coming back to be the dean of the law school in Boston or not, but I just said somewhere on the other side of the world. But yeah, wherever he was definitely smiling.
Who the heck loses in their own state?
The fake Indian does. 413 says, have the Bernie thugs surrounded Lizzie's home yet? I didn't even thought of that. They're going to be in an ugly humor if she stays in the race and tries to drain yet more votes, cost him yet more states.
Joe Biden's Joint Chiefs of Staff, Captain Crunch, Colonel Clink, Colonel Sanders, and General Burkhalter.
Yeah, Joe sometimes has a problem with dates, geography, and I think probably fact and fiction, too. He probably sees things on TV and thinks that they're real, including his campaign.
Liz is writing a book. It's called Bury My Campaign at Wounded Knee.
Where did her campaign die? I think it really died in Las Vegas when she took out Michael Bloomberg. And again, she seemed impressive, but nobody ever really benefits from being the kamikaze attack diver. There was a reason why before they sent up the kamikaze, they would get the pilots drunk on sake, because they knew they weren't coming back. And Elizabeth Warren did not really come back from her kamikaze attack on Michael Bloomberg.
Howard, real well calling. What a great night in Massachusetts.
I was once again successful in my goal of getting above 0.08, and I didn't even need to jump in the trials this time.
I think he got 9% of the vote. In 1978, he ran for attorney general against Francis X. Bellotti, and he carried two towns out of 351 or two in the Commonwealth of Massachusetts. The last time I checked, he had one town that he had won against President Trump in Massachusetts, Gosnold. Big voting town. 10 votes for Pink Floyd, 7 votes for the incumbent president of the United States. I don't know if he won any more later on, but that was all I saw. So he did a little worse than he did in 1978.
When medical crews assess Biden for his state of mind, I hope they ask him, who's the president?
They also ask you what day of the week it is, don't they? That's one of the standard questions when they're assessing your cognitive abilities.
For Elizabeth Warren's campaign, in the words of Survivor, the tribe has spoken.
She's still hanging in there. Is it like a hostage scene on Linnean Street in Cambridge now? You know, is there a SWAT team out, someone with a bullhorn trying to talk her out? And don't hurt yourself. Don't hurt yourself, Ms. Warren.
That was your last chump line message. Thank you for calling Howie Carr, you chump.
All right, that's it for the Chump Line today. The Chump Line is the recorded voicemail message service of the Howie Carr Show. You can call and leave a message at any hour of the day or night, including weekends. The Chump Line number, if you'd like to leave a message, 844-500-4242, 844-500-4242. Press 2 for the Chump Line. Leave your message. We may or may not play it at this time each weekday. The Chump Line is brought to you by Matthews Brothers, America's oldest window manufacturer, whose wicked awesome windows and doors are only available through better lumber yards and window professionals.
For Elizabeth Warren's campaign, in the words of Survivor, the tribe has spoken.
All right. I'm Howie Carr.
He's suave. He's debonair. He's Howie Carr.
This is Mark in Williston, Vermont.
This is Marie in Somerville, Massachusetts.
This is Mike from South Attleboro, Mass. And this is the Howie Carr Show.
You know, Elizabeth Warren was supposed to win in Massachusetts. It looks like she's going to come in third in her home state.
Elizabeth, the tribe has spoken.
There are 351 cities and towns in Massachusetts. I just looked on the map. She carried 18. 18. She's one of the 10 least popular U.S. senators in terms of her electoral might compared to other office holders statewide in the 50 various states. So I just looked at the map for the Republican primary, and it looks like Bill Weld is on a path to equaling his futility of 1978 when he ran for AG. He carried Gosnold. Excuse me, the vote in Gosnold, which is Nauchon Island, was Bill Weld 4, Donald Trump 3. And then Pelham was the other one. He got 10 votes, Bill Weld, to 7 for Donald Trump. And the returns still haven't come in for Russell and Shelburne, two really large communities. So it looks like he's going to end up losing all but two cities and towns in the Commonwealth of Massachusetts. A fine performance for Governor Weld. Talking about erectile dysfunction isn't easy, but with Roman now it can be. With Roman, you can get a free online evaluation and ongoing care for ED all from home. Go to GetRoman.com/Howie to get a free online visit and free two-day shipping. You can do it all from home. No awkward visits to the physician or the pharmacy to pick up your prescription. Jared, what's the poll question? What are the results thus far?
Will Elizabeth Warren drop out before next week's primaries?
I think not. No.
64% of the audience agrees with you, Howie.
All right. Every minute that goes by makes it less likely that she's going to do it. I mean, there is no path forward. There is no war path forward. And the smoke signals are actually a blazing inferno that she's all done. And she just refuses to accept it. Although, you know, and again, she may be getting other smoke signals from the club. 844-500-4242. Let's play the cut from Rand Paul, just because I'm really interested in the deep state and FISA, the FISA law that sets up the secret courts. And it's for the Foreign Intelligence Surveillance Act. That's what FISA means. And the Foreign Intelligence Surveillance Act has basically been turned into RISA, the Republican Intelligence Surveillance Act. They surveil, it seems, more Republicans than foreign terrorists. And Rand Paul has been very concerned about this, and he's been speaking to the president about it. Cut 15.
Well, I just came from the White House, and the president made it absolutely clear, no quibbling about it, absolutely clear, he will not sign a clean reauthorization of the Patriot Act unless we reform FISA. The proposal I gave him was this: don't use FISA, which is a foreign intelligence court, to spy on Americans. Simply say that Americans, if you want to spy on them, you have to go to a constitutional Article 3 court to get the wiretap.
Exactly. What's wrong with that? Seems like the ACLU would get behind that. But, oh, that's right, the ACLU doesn't care about civil liberties for Republicans anymore. George, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, George.
Yeah, Howie, how are you?
Good.
So I have a, you know, interesting point. So Biden now, it's Biden and it's pretty much Bernie. So Bernie definitely now has better talking points because he's running against the establishment, right?
Yes.
So, and what I would also do, because, I mean, so that's going to be, I'm against the establishment, and if Hiawatha gets out of the way, he's got a better path. But I think now, I think Obama's in a little bit of pickle here, because he's got to really, that he does he got, he almost has to endorse Biden right now.
Nah, like, I don't think so. I think he can, I think, you know, it's like if you're a Republican president, you don't get involved in primaries. Like President Trump isn't getting involved in the Georgia fight between the appointed senator and Representative Doug Collins, right? And Obama's got the same out. I don't think Obama's going to go near this until somebody gets the nomination. He knows what Biden's mental capacity is. He saw him every day, and that was 4 years ago. I'm Howie Carr.
Live from the Matthews Brothers Studios.
Garrett from Jersey says, did Warren Carey burn? Elizabeth Warren didn't carry any city or town where the middle class was getting hammered, as she used to say in 2012 when she was running against Scott Brown. Oddly, despite all of her work to help the hammered middle class, because, of course, she grew up on the jagged, or was it the ragged, edge of the middle class, she did spectacularly badly last night in the towns where the middle class lived. She did well in the upper crust communities, but not so hot anywhere else. And you know, it really gets me, too. The Globe keeps pointing out they have these exit polls that, you know, all the networks collaborate on and split the cost of. and they say, Elizabeth Warren didn't do so well with men who don't have a college education, but she did do very well among women, older women with a who are highly educated. I keep reading these stories. I must have read two or three of them today with, you know, various people that were buying the exit polls. How highly educated can you be if you vote for the fake Indian for president? Seriously, really. Bruno, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Bruno.
Hey, Howie, how you doing?
Good.
My thought is that I live out in Western Mass, and I think she's going to wait for some lakefront or waterfront property when Bernie says to her, hey, you got to get out of the way, just like what Hillary did to Bernie. Bernie gets a brand new lake house after he exits the race last year. And yes. I think that's what she's waiting for.
Yeah, I don't know what I think she's really in debt. She has, I think, 1,000 staffers, and they're unionized. She, you know, that's part of being PC in this election campaign. You let the staff, your campaign volunteers, unionize. So they're getting a pretty handsome salary, and they have to pay them time and a half after 40 or 48 hours. She is going to have no wampum coming into the campaign from now on. Somebody's going to have to bail her out, and I think that's what she's holding out for. It's been done over and over again in campaigns. You know, I'll endorse you. Your campaign's over. You're $1 million in debt. We'll pick up the $1 million tab. We'll have a fundraiser for you. Or you know, if sometimes they just write a check for the $1 million. But that's what I think that's what she's holding out for. That would be my guess. Thanks for the call there, Bruno. 844-500-4242. Let's play Tucker Carlson on the cruelty of making Biden run. I mean, I know he won a lot of states. I think he won 9 states last night, but there is something unseemly about making that old man go out on stage night after night, day after day. Cut 16.
This whole thing is sad. Worse than that, it's cruel. Running Joe Biden for president is like making your dog wear a dress. It may make for an amusing Instagram post, but it's wrong. You can see the confusion in the dog's eyes. You can see the same thing in Joe Biden's eyes if you look closely. Why am I here? What are we talking about? Maybe if I make a lot of noises about push-ups, no one will notice. So far, the only thing we've learned from Biden's candidacy is that there's no one around him who cares enough to make him stop. Instead, there are only enablers.
Let's play cut 3.
It's a good night. And it seems to be getting even better. They don't call Super Tuesday for nothing. By the way, this is my little sister, Valerie, and I'm Jill's husband. Oh, no, this is the... Oh, you switched on me. This is my wife. This is my sister. They switched on me.
Confusion? 844-500-4242. Andy, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Andy.
Well, Howie, I wanted to talk about Liz, but I was one of the guys that watched the debate with her and Jeff Deal, and I remember him saying these words. She's not interested in this job. I am. So tell me how little a senator does when they don't have to show up for a job for a year and a half.
You know, Andy, do you think she's any more interested in the Commonwealth of Massachusetts than she is in her job in the U.S. Senate?
Well, I know she claims she's an Okie to her toes, so I would say she's right. Not. Yes.
Yeah, she doesn't care about Massachusetts. I mean, if she cared about Massachusetts, she would know, or she would have known, even in 2012, that we don't have a West Coast of Massachusetts. She would know how to pronounce Bourne. She would know not to go down to New Orleans to that Netroots or whatever conference it was and say that the U.S. justice system was racist front to back just days after two cops in the state that she represents in the Senate had been shot down in cold blood. She's about Elizabeth Warren. That's the only thing she cares about. I mean, could it be any clearer? She's a narcissist. She's right up there in the same league with all the other failed candidates. And she's worse than most. She's worse than Paul Tsongas for sure. You know, she's probably even worse than Deval Patrick.
And legs.
In my column today, I was writing it last night, and I was trying to list all the failed Massachusetts presidential candidates, and I went down the list of Kennedy, Dukakis, Tsongas, Kerry, and I kept thinking to myself, I know I'm forgetting one. I know I'm forgetting one. And I woke up this morning, and I looked at the message board of the Herald where the column appeared, and someone said, Howie, how could you forget Seth Moulton? Damn! I knew I was forgetting one. Now, at this point, half the people that are listening to the show are going, who? Who? Who's that? Probably some of the people who live in his congressional district up on the North Shore are saying, who? Who? Yes, Seth Moulton ran for president. Did he get out before or after President Swalwell did? Here's a story before we take some more calls. There's other news going on. ICE arrests illegal alien accused of raping Brooklyn teen after city cut him loose. Stop me if you've heard this one before. An illegal alien, this is from the New York Post, not the New York Times, of course. An illegal alien accused of raping a 13-year-old girl in Brooklyn was cut loose thanks to New York City's sanctuary city policy and the Brooklyn District Attorney, despite a request by immigration officials that he be detained. Guatemala national Miguel Federico Ajki Ajlazam, 20, was arraigned Friday on a 20-count criminal complaint for allegedly raping the girl five times in 2018. But Brooklyn DA Eric Gonzalez's office didn't ask the judge to set bail, and the criminal court judge Hillary Gingold agreed to let him go on supervised relief. ICE had issued a detainer asking the city to nevertheless keep the illegal in custody because he's in the country illegally. But the Big Apple refused to comply due to its sanctuary city status. So he's a rapist of a child, and they let him go. ICE finally tracked the illegal down Monday and took him into federal custody, but issued a furious rebuke to the city. It's inconceivable that an individual who was arrested on local charges of rape and sexual abuse of a child would be released back into the community, Thomas Decker, ICE Removal Operations Director in New York, said in a statement. It is frightening that our detainer was ignored and he was released onto New York City streets to possibly reoffend. She was 13, I repeat, at the time, 13. There's a guy on CNN named Keith Boykin. He lashed out at a black Trump supporter and former NFL safety Jack Brewer as an Uncle Tom last week. This was during a Black History Month event held at the White House. And Jack Brewer, who played in the NFL, he said to Trump, he played for the Vikings, I got to say this because it's Black History Month. Man, you the first black president. And this Boykin, who was on with Don Lemon, who was, as Breitbart points out, has been credibly accused of sexual assault himself, Boykin said, it just goes to show what kind of Uncle Toms were sitting in that room in the first place. So he called everybody, all the black people who were in the room with President Trump, Uncle Toms. Now, they included, among others, Alveda King, the niece of Martin Luther King Jr. They also included Candace Owens and Diamond and Silk, among many others. They're all Uncle Toms, though, because they're not on the plantation. George, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, George.
Yeah, hi, Howie. On a recent column on Facebook, I saw Rush had posted his theory about why Biden's probably going to be the guy, and that's so they don't lose the House.
Yeah. That's one theory. Yeah. No, I mean, you know, Carville has been very clear about that. Carville came down to the building I live in Palm Beach, and he was visiting one of the local really rich guys who lives in the building, who's a big Democrat donor. And the mailroom manager was nearby. He was down at the pool. And she heard Carville in his Cajun accent. He kept going on and on about Bernie and how Bernie had to be stopped, just like the stuff he's been saying on MSNBC lately. And apparently Clinton has been saying the same thing privately. There have been stories in papers like the New York Times saying that Clinton says if Bernie's at the top of the ticket, it's going to cost them everything. You know, they're going to lose the House. They're going to lose Senate seats. It'll take years for them to recover. So I think they were ecstatic last night. You could see it. You could see it on the faces of all the people from the alt-left media. Where's the I misplaced the cut sheet. Play the Don Lemon cut about how happy he is. I think he said he's in a dream, not the usual kind of dream that he's in. You got it there? You see it?
What a night it has been for Joe Biden. What a race it's been. Unbelievable. I took a nap because I knew that I would be up late. And I woke up and I thought I was still dreaming. Joe Biden, you can only say, is overperforming what everyone thought he would do.
Oh, they're so excited. So, so excited. And let's see here. Play Van Jones. That's a pretty good cut, too. Van Jones, the CNN commentator, cut 17.
You know, what's it better to have? Is it better to have a movement like Bernie Sanders? Is it better to have money like Bloomberg? Or is it better to have momentum like Joe Biden? It's apparently better to have momentum. But I think what's so remarkable, we've seen in a 72-hour period, Joe Biden go from being a joke to a juggernaut. That's what's happened. And I've not seen anything like this ever. I mean, it could come from this far back with no money, no machine, no organization, just based on this idea that he can get it done is unbelievable. I think it's a moment of truth for Bernie Sanders.
I have a question. Maybe this is an abstract inquiry. Can you be a juggernaut and a joke at the same time? Because if you can, I think that's how you would describe Joe Biden. I understand he has Joe Mentum, but he's still a bit of a joke, is he not? 844-500-4242. I'm Howie Carr.
Howie Carr. You can trust him. He's not like the others.
This is Jeff in Woodstock, Connecticut.
This is Laura Benner in South Burlington, Vermont.
This is Jimmy Mack in Falmouth, Massachusetts. And this is The Howie Carr Show.
You know, Juan Williams is not my favorite analyst, but he certainly called it last night early on about how Warren was doing a real favor for Joe Biden last night. Again, and Trump pointed that out again today when he spoke to reporters. Warren, the fake Indian, cost Bernie at least three states, the three M's, Massachusetts, Minnesota, and Maine, and, you know, chopped into his margins that he would have had elsewhere. If Warren hadn't been on the ballot, they would be basically Biden and Bernie running neck and neck right now, instead of Biden having a 60-80 vote lead and looking like he's going to extend it and run away with it in the coming weeks. So this is Juan Williams last night on Fox, cut 12.
It's really between Sanders and Joe Biden, and that she is looking, we don't know, we can't call it, as you said, Brett, but that she could be third in her home state. And the question is, yep, well, then whose votes is she taking? Guess what? I think she's serving Joe Biden's ends. I think she's hurting Bernie Sanders.
Yeah, exactly. 508 says they're trying tonight on the alt-left networks to give Biden credit for the stock market bump today. No, more like investors knowing Trump will beat Biden like a rented mule rallies markets with renewed confidence in continued Trump leadership. I think it also has to do with the fact that Bernie looks like he's out. I mean, even though Bernie appeared to be a super long shot, I mean, still pretty scary to think of a guy like that. I mean, he was in an angry mood last night. I can't believe that he extended his base anywhere beyond any of the Bernie bro Antifa types. Ben, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Ben.
Howie, I just want to correct a previous statement. That's not a lake house Bernie has. It's a $600,000 camp that most of the rest of us Vermonters have.
He called it a cottage, didn't he? A summer cottage?
No, he called it a camp, like most when
oh, a camp, that's right, a camp. Right. Yeah, it doesn't look like a camp, the pictures I've seen of it, Ben.
No, we've all got $600,000 camps on the water up here in Vermont.
Would you like to live in that camp, Ben? Would that be a step up from the house you own?
If he wasn't around, I would.
Hey, he didn't mind if you go and squat in it. It's, you know, it's to each according to his needs, from each according to his assets, right? Isn't that the Communist Manifesto? I think you should just go and turn up the heat. Check out the wine cellar, you know? Check out, see what's in the freezer. Maybe he's got some Ben and Jerry's ice cream, some in-kind contributions from his pals, even though they don't own the company anymore. Thanks for the call, Ben. Rich, you're next. No time. 844-500-4242. When we come back, we will talk a little bit about the state committee races that we've been talking about for the last few days. And it was a big victory for the Republican wing of the Republican Party. I'm Howie Carr.